Chumash Levomis in Shaar Bitoch and Perek Dalet continues, and he discusses what a person, how a person should feel and how a person should act when he doesn't have food. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't send him the parnasa that he's waiting for, or he gets exactly what he needs for today. He has a meal for today, but he doesn't know exactly what he's going to live on the next day. How should he respond? So he says, "Mashenochanin mitzad mish beitecha lekim parnasasoi." When a person is waiting for his parnasa to come and it's tarrying in coming, it's not waiting by the door. Kadosh Baruch Hu put me in this place, in this world, in this country, in this exact situation that I am, not a day earlier, not a day later than I find myself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashgiach on me down to the minutest detail. He placed me in the world in the exact situation that I'm in, and he knows exactly what's going on with me. And if he hasn't given me food, it means that he specifically is being mashgiach on me and not giving me the food. Despite everything, despite he knows what's going on, and despite the fact that he is he placed me here and gave me life, for whatever reason he's not giving me food, and obviously that's my best interest at this exact time. In other words, the person should be, when he's being mischazik in bitochin, the way that the Chavis Lavas is saying it, is that he should be thinking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly what's going on with him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed you exactly here in the exact situation, exact background, exact family, exact time, exact minute, exact... Everything is mushkach down to the minutest detail. He knows exactly what's going on with you. And if for whatever reason he's not giving you parnasa right now, then obviously that's for your best. Now, does that mean that the person should starve and he shouldn't ask anybody for food? Depending on what his darg is, exactly how much ishtadlus he has to do. The question is, what's the mindset? How should a person be boiteach when he's met with the challenge of parnasa? On that he's saying, he has to realize that it's not just by accident. The Baruch Hu knows exactly what's going on, and he placed him in this situation. And he continues, and let's say he says, let's say Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him amish, he has food for today. He got food for today, but he doesn't know what's going to be tomorrow. So then he should say, "Kashim Shashem hechin li es mazoni b'shdei imi miyadim leidasi kvi tzarchi v'dei mechiasi yom yom ad asher hechlev li es mazoni zev mazim toiv yeser v'lei hizik li me'uma mash mazoni rishon bav b'tzimtzim ken gam li yazik li me'uma mash b'nasasi nechachas shumaz mi'ach shubo rak b'tzimtzim." When I was first born, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what food did I have? I nursed for my mother. Now the food that he gave me, he only gave me enough to last 3 hours at a time. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only prepares the food for a few hours. And then the mother produces more milk. And the baby's able to eat a little bit more. He doesn't even have enough for a day. Forget enough for the entire year. He doesn't even have enough for one day. He has enough for a few hours. Did he suffer at all? No, because he doesn't know better. That's exactly Kigamul al Shadeimi, right? That's what David HaMelech says, that we should have bitochin in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, like a nursing baby, that, you know, when he needs food, he gets his food. Does he know what's going to be in 3 hours from now? Basically, he has no idea. But he knows that right now he has food, right now he's happy. What's going to be in 3 hours? In 3 hours, I'll ask again for Kadosh Baruch Hu. It didn't detract from anything. He had no detrimental, there was no detrimental ramifications from the fact that he had food given to him at specific intervals, and he had no way of getting more food at the time that he got the original food. And the same way, he says, it's the same way in Kshu Oymir bin Yisrael b'Yitech v'Hashem gan kish b'en asas mesmeh meslova yikshiva b'timtzim hu yikabal schar al zeh k'mo shom aburi al avitin b'midbar. Like it says in that they were shayu b'matzav kazeh, they got food every day. Mon l'maysa, even when mon came down for 20 years in a row, day after day, but you never really knew if it was going to come down the next day. It's not like you go to the store and you see that the shelves are stocked, or you plant in the ground and you know that it's going to grow. You always had to totally trust in the Ribbono Shel Olam that tomorrow more food is going to come down. And there was no saving for the next day. Anything you save for the next day got ruined. So it was totally being boitech and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Dor HaMidbar. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "V'yotzom v'loktu dvar yom b'yomid l'man anasenu hayelech b'sayros yimloi." What does it mean Anas Tenor? Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to be Manasseh, is going to be testing Klai Yisrael to see whether or not they stand the test. Are they going to leave over for the next day? Are they going to... Or no, be Techen Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu said that I have food for today, I don't have to worry about tomorrow. It's not an easy test. The person doesn't know where he's going to get his next meal from. As long as he knows where he gets this meal from, even though he doesn't know where next meal from, it's a tremendous test. Well, and that's what Chavis is saying. That's the bitochen, that's the mindset that a person should be having, is that right now Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me food, thank you. Adang Tzimurim. Thank you Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm not worrying about the next time. You'll take care of me next time. It was a tremendous chus for Klai Yisrael. Lech techach harayich. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Koyamar zocharti lo chesin urayich." What was the chesin urayich of Klai Yisrael? That they went b'mid b'beret leizruah. They went after Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they didn't say, "We don't have food. What's going to be?" They totally relied on the Ribbono Shel Olam. He continues, "V'chinim parnasasei bo." Aydeim tzori shein erotzi loy, loy aydeim tzori machirim, aydafka makum shein erotzi loy, aydafka aydei odom shein erotzi loy. Let's say a person has a job that he's not happy with, or the way that he's able to get money is only if he travels to a certain place, or it comes through a certain boss that he's not happy with, through a certain person, that he would rather that the money came through a different place. What should he be thinking in such a case? Hashem, oz yachshir b'liboy, Hashem sheyotzer es yidavka b'yit atzuro, b'yit atmus, v'arkovo, midah shenetzarti b'y, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me and formed me specifically this way, that I have this color hair and that color eyes and this height and this is the background. And he created me specifically like that. V'midah zu b'loy b'midah acheres, midah shezu yitayvot, because that's what's best for me. If Kodesh Baruch Hu decided that it's best that I should have brown hair, and it's best that I should have hazel eyes, and it's best that I should be whatever it is, whoever live and have these specific parents, he speaks that Hashem Shehivi Elohim Mazeh Dafka Boy Samakum Shemalati Boy, it was Dafka born in America and this place. But Dafka is there some Shnei Beyad Mishali Doi see Dafka with these parents, I wish it would be somebody else. V'loya Deshar Bnei Adam. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically chose it, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Mashgiach in every single prat, and he decided that also, Hu Shebach Ravori Barin Lamazeh Parnasas Shetovit Dafka Beret Mesuyam Asaydei Adam Mesuyim She'asso Yiselem Tzayil Parnasas Yimpnei Shezui Tayvasik Mesham HaKadosh Tzadik Shem Hod Rachot. The person doesn't think really often, why do I have this color hair? Why do I have, why am I this height? Why was I born in this place? Why do I have these parents? Why don't I have siblings? Why do I yes have siblings? Why do... All the different places, all the different things that make up a person's background, HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically, personally tailored all the pratim to each person because that's what's best for that person. And b'meila, a person should be thinking, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me my parnasa, I did this emtzai through this means, through this job, then obviously that's what's best for me. Because everything else was perfectly hand-tailored for me. So if everything else is perfectly hand-tailored, then parnasa is also perfectly hand-tailored. Certain things that we think that it's up to us, so we understand that a person thinks that he has a yad in it. He has a yad. It's his job. He chose the job. He works hard. He gets up early. He comes back late. He makes a lot of money. A person thinks that he has a yad in the parnasa. But be'etzem, it's one of the avtechas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The parnasa is in the yad of Ribbono Shel Olam, just like everything else. And even more so, it's only in the yad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person has to realize that the same way that he has no say with regard to what color hair he has, unless he dyes it, and then after 2 weeks, everybody's going to know really what color it is. As soon as it starts growing a little bit more, you can't really change it. So too, everything else is background, where he grew up. He's not going to change where he was born. He's not going to change his parents. He's not going to change all these things he can't change. So too, his parnasa, it's all up to Ribbono Shel Olam. And if this is what the Ribbono Shel Olam set out for him as his background is, and this is what he set out for his parnasa, then obviously that's what's best for a person. That's what's for a person's in a person's best interest. This is a mindset that a person should be working on. That you're right. It's not it wouldn't be exactly what I chose. It wouldn't be. I wouldn't have chosen brown hair. I like black hair. I would have chosen something else. No one really thinks that. Why? Obviously, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu made for me. The person doesn't really go through the thought process of, oh, obviously this is what's best for me. But it's a given. When it's a given, a person realizes this is a given from the Ribbono Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided this is what's best for you. Then it's a different approach to the whole situation. It's not a b'di'evit. This is a lechatchila. Why is the lechatchila? I have no idea. The same way I don't know why my hair color is lechatchila, I also don't know why this is lechatchila. But this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose for me. Then certainly this is lechatchila. I really was going to stop over here, but I saw the next paragraph is exactly the last paragraph that I spoke out last year. I think the last week before Pesach. just as Corona was starting. And it's still ever so pertinent, and therefore, though it's a long shtickle, I'm not going to go through the long shtickle, I'm just going to start the beginning and bring out the essay that he says. He says, Upir Shachelek Ashlishi, the third aspect of a person's bitochin, hakrilas ayachas anochin, mitzide klapi ishta ibono bnei beis ekrev oyevam yudov makirov, vishichas bnei adam ashenois, hein ad elu shem mamadam gavayim imadam, hein alesh mamadam nabuch mimadoi. What is the bitochin a person should have in his relationship with regard to his spouse, his children, his relatives, his colleagues, his friends, and those that are socially higher than him, socially lower than him, in a different bracket than he is? What is the relationship that he should have and the bitochin that he should have? Hatzur nechonah shel bitochin alakim advarim elu, yizoy shevar. The bitochin that a person should have in these things, once again, the Chavetz Chaim is not telling me what to do. When a person has, he's telling me how to be boiteach in every situation. What is the mindset that a person should have in every situation? He says, "Hizoy shavar." This is the mindset. He says, "Ein lecha adam sheish leimanois me'achas m'shnei afsharis elam." There's only two possibilities that every human being could have. Oishu zar b'makom megurav, oishu nitz b'chum mishpachto krevel. Either he is a foreigner where he is. He's in work. He's in China, and he's totally by himself. And the other possibility is no. He's around people, friends and family. He's around other people. Now, how should a person relate to each one of those situations? Each one of the situations, you could either look at the cup as if it's half full or half empty. You could focus on the miles, focus on the chesronis. I'm just going to read the first paragraph. I'm not going to go through the rest of it. And he says, "Imuzar b'makom megurav." Let's say you're a foreigner. You're not in the place that you want to be. You're by yourself. He should think that which he doesn't have anybody to become friends with. That which he doesn't have other people to be with, so then he's dovik in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And since he feels like he's mamash a foreigner, and he has no one to rely upon, he has no friends to turn to if he has to pay his rent, or if he has to buy food, and he has no money, or whatever it is, he only turns to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And you think about the fact that b'chlal, human beings here in this world are only visitors. Also, that it's only temporary that a person has friends and relatives. After 120, may have asked him, that's it, he's going to be by himself. He's stands up there in front of the Bnei Shalom by himself. And then a person should think that which is by himself is l'teivasai. He thinks that had he been busy with the rest of his family, there's a lot of things that a person has to be busy with. He's busy taking care of his wife and his kids and making appointments and going here and going there and v'chulu. All the shibudim that a family brings, right now he's free from them. So, it's a matana from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Is it easy? No one said that it's easy. Look at it as a matana from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. One of Shach, it's better for you. If you run after Olam Hazeh, so then if you have no wife and kids to take care of, then it's easier to spend 16 hours working a day. He has more time for resting. And certainly, if a person is Oisik in Yoni Ruchnias, certainly it's easier to be focused when he doesn't have to take care of. How many people had issues coming to first Seder or second Seder this man because there's no gun, no this, you have to take care of kids, take care of your wife, take care of the. There's so many things. If a person was by himself in a different country, so then it would be much easier. I know Revolva was. During World War II, he was in Sweden. He left to go visit his mother in Germany when he was in the Mir in Poland. In 1938, he went to go visit his mother in Germany. His father already passed away. His mother, he was an only child. He went to go visit his mother, and they wouldn't let him back into the Mir, into Poland, because he was a German citizen. And things weren't so great between the Germans and the Poles. But Kitzer, he had to find something to do out of the country. The Kitzer, somebody came from Sweden, a family in Sweden sent a request to send a Rebbe, send somebody over to teach the kids. And he went there. And he said that, come on, all the people that were there in Sweden, the Klei Kodesh, they went off the derech. He says, the only reason why he didn't is because he learned Musar every day. He says, it's not a gaiva b'chol. He says, it's like eating a person stayed healthy during a famine because he ate bread every day. That's how he looked at it. But he was there for 8 years by himself, and his mother was killed in the war, so he really had no one, and his yeshiva, the entire Mir yeshiva, was in Shanghai. He was the only one not. He was actually the middleman between people sent from America, money, Rabaran amongst them, and he was the middleman. They needed a neutral country. He went through Sweden, and the money he would send over to Shanghai through Sweden, but he was totally by himself. Totally by himself. By himself, this is what the Chazal is talking about. He didn't have a wife, was married. Didn't have parents, they were both killed. But one who died was killed. His whole yeshiva was gone. He was totally, there was one family that he taught two kids, I think, that was it. There wasn't, he says, Kamat wasn't even a minion there. His mom is totally by himself. And Lulin de Mustafin Amina, I would say that's what made him, those years is what made him to who he was. He was, when a person is totally by themselves, it's a recipe either for tremendous disaster or tremendous aliyah. It's either one. And that's exactly what the Chazal is telling you. You have to look at it that obviously because the Shbaruch Hu put you in the situation, then this is the best situation for yourself. This is the best situation that you find yourself in for your aliyah and ruchnis, for your siyata d'shmaya, for your connection to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, for whatever it is that is important for a person. That's why the Shbaruch Hu put him here, and that's what's best for him. Now, the Olam here actually has something which is something in between. It could be with their entire family, but they're not with the yeshiva. They're in America. There's people, I just got an email today from somebody. He says, he very much misses being here in Eretz Yisrael. He would love to be here in Eretz Yisrael. He just can't be here. So I wrote him this exact story. I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mechem Nitzadei Gover. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides where a person ends up. And obviously, that's one of the brachas we make in the morning. Amechem Tzadei Gover, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a person in this situation. And obviously, that's where he's supposed to be now. And what do you mean? But I was doing so well there, and it was so, and I had a great chavusa, and that's it. All the goods and all the not that that's not true, and not that it's not difficult. But the mindset is that obviously I'm going to make the best of it. It's what really I think the mindset is that it shouldn't be a b'diavad. It should be a lechatchila. And especially in the situation that many people are finding themselves in right now, they don't know where they're going to be. They don't know. A lot of people, I know somebody came to me, speak to me yesterday. He has a ticket for the end of the week, and he has no idea if it's going to be canceled. It's not going to be canceled. He doesn't know if he goes, he's going to be able to come back to Eretz Yisrael or not. He's a mamash, he's a suffix. Svek Sveka, he doesn't know if he's going to be able to go, and if he goes, he doesn't know if he'll be able to come back. He doesn't know what it's going to be. He doesn't. Many people have tickets, they have no idea. Should they take it? Should they should not take it? Who knows? We don't know. We don't have the answer to the questions. And some people will get in, some people won't get in. And some people take a antibody test and they have no denim even though they didn't even know they had corona. And some people, they drink from the same cup as everybody else in the family that had corona and they didn't get it. It's just, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets each person exactly where they're supposed to be. And the nekuda is that a person has to look at every situation as this is the lechatchila of the situation. In other words, if there's something that I could do to make it better, I could get back in Eretz Yisrael, then I'm just going to sit back and do my Ishtalis. If you're on the target to just rely totally on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, terrific. But like the Chavis Lovah says, most people need Ishtalis. A person should do the Ishtalis. But if through his Ishtalis, he's not Matzliach to get back in Eretz Yisrael, or to get back to America, or to be wherever he wants to be, or he thinks is the best for him, to realize that I'm going to make the best of the situation that I find myself in now. That's Bitochen. Bitochen is that this is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me, and therefore I'm going to make the best of the situation. And I don't have my chavrusa, and I don't have my friends, and I don't have my apartment, I don't have this, I don't have that, and the other thing. But this is the situation I find myself in, I'm going to make the best out of it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send us tremendous yeshuas, v'nifloyes, benisin nigalu, benisin asin nigo, be'ez Hashem Yisbarach.